You are listening to the 2012 SCAC Volleyball Tournament Preview Podcast. I'm here today with head coach Bob Howard of the University of Dallas Crusaders, whose team comes in to this week's SCAC Tournament as the event's number 5 seed with a 17-18 overall mark and 2-8 in the SCAC. First of all, coach, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Coach, talk about the season as you sit here today. Tell me how you are feeling and how your team is feeling heading into this weekend's conference tournament.
Well, it's been an interesting season for us. We started 4 freshmen, a couple sophomores, a couple seniors. And so we've been up and down, as you might expect with a young team. We've played good in spurts. At times we've just given away a lot of points. Feel like we've competed well in some matches, and some matches we've just given the game away, taking ourselves right out of it with our errors. So coming in, I think we're capable of good play. Coming into the conference tournament, it'll be fun to match up with those teams, see how we play. We'll just have to let the scoreboard decide who wins.
You are right. Let's talk about specific players. Tell me a little bit about some of your key players, and who do you see as needing to have really good weekends for University of Dallas to have a chance to compete for the title this weekend?
Well, our top players all season long, even going back to last year, 2 of our all-SCAC players, senior Teresa Waldman, 6-foot outside hitter from St. Louis area in Missouri. She's our best all-around player, leads the conference in kills, our top passer, one of our top defensive players. She needs to play well for us to be able to compete. Emily Cable, 6'2 middle from Walnut Creek, California, the sophomore. Probably our top blocker and our second best hitter. She too needs to have a good weekend, although she's somewhat dependent on the passing and setting or how much involved she can be. One of our freshmen that has emerged and had a really strong year is Jamie Bozer from Ottawa, Kansas, 6-foot outside hitter. Very athletic, still working on converting from the middle to the outside, but she's been a very strong force, and especially in the second half of the season, she's really picked it up. But I think those three are keys. Support players around them have to be pretty proficient at what they do for those three players to make a difference.
You're listening to the 2012 SCAC Volleyball Tournament Preview Podcast, and I'm joined today by the University of Dallas head coach, Bob Howard. Coach, you guys have been in the league now for a couple years, and obviously this version of the SCAC this year is a little different than last year's, but I think we all can agree that in its current state, even in a smaller version, it's still one of the tougher Division III volleyball conferences in the nation. Talk a little bit about how it is to coach in this league and to show up at conference events when you know you're going to be playing against some of the better players, the better programs, and some of the better coaches that Division III volleyball has to offer.
Yeah, it seems like most of the strong teams stayed on our side of the conference and the new conference that evolved took all the weak teams away. So for us, it's a real challenge. We know that we're matching up against teams that are either ranked in the top 25 or have received votes virtually every weekend of conference play. I think it sets a great standard for what we need to do in terms of recruiting, in terms of coaching, and in terms of play. We look forward to the challenge, and we look forward to the day that we can meet the challenge better than we have so far.
Yeah, you just led me into my next question. I guess, you know, you guys are relatively new to the SCAC, completing your second season. Dallas had been a Division III independent for so long. Talk about maybe some of the advantages or disadvantages that you have found by bringing the program into the SCAC. Do you think it helps recruiting? I'm assuming that if kids want to compete against some of the better programs, and I think you guys do compete against those type of programs in the league. Talk about what you have found. You've been on both sides of the fence now. Do you see it as a big advantage of being in the conference?
There's pros and cons with it. The cons are you're faced with a very challenging competition, and your win-loss record is going to reflect that. But for players who want to play against the best, and you know, Division III has a lot of kids who choose Division III because of the academics of the institutions involved, and our players are certainly that way. Most of them have scholarship offers, but sought the academic advantages of the Division III schools. In that environment, they want to play against the best. And so being in the SCAC affords us that opportunity. So I think there's an advantage in terms of recruiting. Certainly it's a challenge to raise the level of our play to the SCAC level and be competitive week in, week out.
Coach Bob Howard and his University of Dallas Crusaders will be going for their first SCAC volleyball title this weekend, and that journey begins with a match against fourth-seeded Austin College on Friday. Should they win there, it would set up a showdown with top-seeded Colorado College later that afternoon. Coach, thanks for sharing some time with us today, and good luck this weekend.
Nice talking with you.